T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, we're going to get to our concert talk in moments. Adam in the news talking about the Stones coming back. Somebody texts, No Filter Tour. That's what Adam Carter's family calls his appearance at family get-togethers. The No Filter Tour. That makes sense. We have a couple new sound bites, Carter. We're very pleased to have both. Part of the rotation. Adam, let's play.
Yeah, he's Adam, I'm Dan.
I know. Where am I? Boy, I'll tell you what. I saw some clips from our president last night. Whoa.
Ooh.
Did you guys see those?
No.
I didn't see the town hall.
Yeah.
But I saw some of the clips. There are moments where Joe Biden.
Come on, man.
Struggles mightily. And he isn't. I'm sorry. In those events, he's not close to who he was 5 years ago when he's vice president. Not close. Soundbite number one.
I'm just in awe myself.
That was Adam Carter after the dunk tank the other night. Once again, let's play it.
I'm just in awe myself.
Carter, what are your thoughts? We've got the shark soundbite finally.
I love it. And I'm wondering, is it as is it as egotistical as we really think it is, or was he legitimately saying, "God, I was in awe"? I mean,
yes, because he said it 3 separate times in interviews. This is the '93 British Open at Royal St. George's, where they were last week when Morikawa won, with Rosberg, with the BBC, and in the press room. If a guy wins an event or a gal wins an event and they're asking him or her about the play, and at some point, Adam, the person says, go ahead, hit it, Dan.
I'm just in awe myself.
I think that's pretty egotistical.
Do you? It sounds to me like, God, I was surprised at how good I played. I mean, really surprised. I was in awe of myself. I didn't think I could play that well.
No. I think for me, Dan, there's a very big difference. I was surprised at how well I played too. I was in awe of myself.
Plus, it's much funnier if it's actually egotistical.
Yes. And then we have this soundbite.
You do not know what you are talking about.
We could play that a lot in this show, couldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
That's our guy, Tony, taking on Dr. Rand Paul. So we might play them together, and it'll sound like this.
I'm just in awe myself.
You do not know what you are talking about.
Yeah, that works also, don't you think, Carter?
100%.
Yes. October 24th, the No Filter Tour. Mick, Keith, and one of the most famous and accomplished bands in the history of rock and roll, the Rolling Stones, are coming back. And let's make this announcement official right now. Next week, on this here show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we will have tickets for you to see the Rolling Stones. The premise is going to be, do you have the Stones? At different points next week, when we're doing our normal show and giving out opinions, we're going to want some feedback from you. We are going to want you to be genuine, first of all, but also ballsy with your opinions. Show some stones. And somebody's going to stand out and each day get a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones. Noon to 3 next week. We hope you're listening already. But tell some others who don't. Get them on board. Let them try out the show. And they may have a chance. Well, they will have a chance. They may win a pair of Rolling Stones tickets, a pair. And I'm very, very excited how this is going to play out. Adam, should we tell our story when we saw the Rolling Stones together?
Sure, go for it.
Which one of us was more bugged by this activity than the other?
It wasn't close. You were.
That's correct. So we're there at the mini bank. What do we call it now? Huntington Bank? Is that what we call it?
I think so.
I think that's
we're going to try and shorten that up to like the H Bank or something like
the
that.
The Hunt. Going to the Hunt tonight. And we had decent tickets, right? I don't think they were mesmerized, but they were decent. Is that a fair assessment?
Decent, yes.
Yeah. As we were facing the stage, and look at stage, there was somebody a section over which was in line with us. And this goofball was FaceTiming the concert so his buddy on the couch could watch the entire concert. Yes or no, should you be allowed to do that? Text me. Yes or no. I was a definitive no, and I probably brought it up to Adam, 75 times during the show.
No. You don't hang on to stuff like that.
No, I don't.
Repeatedly
I really
complain
don't.
About
I really
it.
I don't beat things into the ground at all.
Did he have like a tripod, or was he holding up a device the whole time? Because
no,
that's almost impressive.
Holding up his phone.
Really?
Holding it up.
That's not easy to do for that length of time.
No. Would you do that for me, Cook?
Absolutely not.
Yep. Carter, would you do that for
no,
me?
No, I don't approve of the act.
No. Don't approve at all.
It's stealing.
It's stealing. You're exactly right. I love the show. I think you did too. That was how long ago? 3 years ago? 4 years
2015.
Ago? 2015, man. Mick was on fire that night. What a showman Mick is. So for me to see the Stones every single time I can go, I love it. So we're fortunate to have these tickets. Next week, Monday through Friday, every single day, a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones. Who are other people, other groups, who you haven't seen yet? Maybe it's past, but you want to see. I'll go first quickly. Pearl Jam is number one for me. I'm an idiot for not seeing Pearl Jam.
Agreed on both counts.
I'm an idiot in many areas, that one. Thank you. Tom Petty, I don't think I'm going to get a chance.
No.
Tom Petty had a number of chances, didn't go. And then Adele. I should have saw Adele. I assume she's coming back. You know, remember, she's done. She's not done. She's too young. She's spectacular. Those are three for me. I've got more, but I wanted to go quick. Carter, someone, individual or group, you haven't had a chance to see yet, or you never will. You're regretting it. You want to correct it.
It's even though this cup, not like... Yeah, Tom Petty, definitely, that's a regret. I mean, there's ones that I would not have had the opportunity to see, but like a unified, original Pink Floyd and a stadium tour would be pretty cool. Elvis in Las Vegas in the 70s would have been tremendous.
How about Frank Sinatra then?
The Rat Pack. I mean, come on.
Prime Rat Pack in Vegas in the 60s?
I mean, you say the Beatles, but the thing about the Beatles, it's there never was like a tremendous live act that you would want to go see. But Led Zeppelin, many great stadium rock acts. You know, one I've never seen that I think I would like just to check the box off.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
How did you know?
Kiss, like full makeup. Kiss.
Couple times for me.
Yeah.
Couple times. Including friend of the show, Patrick Hunt, our ad group, by the way, who was dialed in yesterday. Very impressive. For his 50th, saw Kiss. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Dan, hang on. I want to get yours and plenty of others. Reminder, next week, every single day next week, we'll have a pair of tickets, of Stones tickets, to give out for the October 24 show. But you're going to have to participate. Do you have the Stones? You're going to have to come with a strong opinion, maybe completely disagreeing with all of us, maybe affirming what we're saying, maybe a little bit different. So that's how you'll have a chance to win your tickets next week. But we're talking now group or an individual who you didn't see. Maybe they're around now, or maybe they're in the past, and you regret that you did not see them. Who is it? 651-989-9226. Mr. Hockey in the state of Minnesota, the great Lou Nanny, is 15 minutes away. Yesterday with the Kraken and how busy the Wild need to be this offseason. Louie's coming up, but the concert talk when we come back. All right, Dan Cook, give me one, two, three individuals or groups you didn't have a chance to see who and you regret it. And for the folks who feel like now that they've missed out on the Stones, guess what? We're going to try to resolve that next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Stones at the Big Bank, U.S. Bank, October 24th. Who you got, Dan?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the Stones. So as good of a show as they put on, even at, what are they, at 120 years old now? It's just crazy that they're still
real
doing
age,
this.
If you look at what they've done to their body.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
500.
It's amazing what they're able to do. So, yeah, I would absolutely love to go see them. I actually had a ticket to go see Pearl Jam at the XL Energy Center. And at the last minute, I couldn't go. And I've not seen them, and I've been a fan of them since the early 90s. So that's another big one that I would want to see. Going back, you know, I know the Police just did a reunion tour not that terribly long ago.
Stuart!
I would not want to see the reunion tour. I would want to see 80s Peak. Original Peak Police.
I think that's a great one. I learned to like the Police more maybe after their run. And that was at a point where they were known to be great in concert. I went to that reunion tour. Of course, that was, I've told that story over and over again, where the one guy in front of us said this, Stuart! I mean, like 200 times. And they were mailing it in. And it by the way, it also cost me $250 a ticket. But Peak, I think that's pretty good. Was this the show, by the way, when Pearl Jam were with Tom Petty? Because I mentioned both them, and somebody pointed out they were together at the X. I could have went to both.
I don't think that was that one. No. I don't recall Tom Petty being a part of it.
Lots of people chiming in. Let's take a call here first. Lance is in Mankato. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey. Yeah, this is a great topic. So thanks for having something fun on today.
Thank you.
I've got two. The first, it's maybe almost too obvious, but Queen with Freddie Mercury back in the 70s or 80s would be something I'd love to see.
How about just this, Lance? What if you were at Live Aid when they just took over the show?
Yeah, you know, I watched that movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, with the backstage and showing them going out in front of that massive crowd of 100,000 just gives you chills. And, to be in that audience would have been a ton of fun.
It's going to be similar to when Adam descends into the fair naked on a parachute late in August.
Okay, I'll have to miss that one.
Okay. Wow. You don't even give it a thought? I mean, give it a second, man.
Who else do you
have? Pink Floyd, for sure.
Pink Floyd, yep.
Never had the chance. Both these bands are kind of on the cusp of me being a little bit too young. And I remember them coming around, but I think it was probably about 12 years old. And the parents would say, no, we don't want you in that kind of atmosphere at that point. But
understand.
Anyway.
Call in again. On the phone situation, Adam, put the phone down, folks, at the concert. Pony it for the ticket. Be in the moment at the show, for crying out loud.
100%. I mean, you know, snap a quick shot of the band that you could, but you'll never look at it again. I mean, but that's about it.
I'd say if you want to do 30 seconds of a song, boom, that's it. That'd be my max.
Sure.
Cook, what are you saying? 30 seconds of a song. Because the picture, big deal. But if it's like, I mean, if it's the Stones doing Give Me Some Shelter, right? Or just Jumpin' Jack Flash or.
But, I mean, even to Adam's point, first of all, are your seats going to be good enough where you're going to be able to see anything? The audio quality is probably not going to be great. You know, are you going to play that video clip two times in your life and then never look at it again. I you know, I'm not morally offended if somebody wants to do that. I just don't know that it's all that useful.
Among the other contenders, Talking Heads, yeah, I wish I would have had a chance. Prince, I was lucky enough to see Prince a number of times. Did you guys see Prince?
I did. I did not see. But I saw briefly Prince when he did the, it was like the fun fair that was associated with the Winter Carnival way back in the old Roy Wilkins Auditorium in the early 80s.
Okay.
Briefly, but I was too young to really appreciate it.
Dan? Dan might be on the phone. Warren Zevon. Michael McDonald with Carter backup vocals. What do you think our chances are?
I'm sure he'd be up for that.
What do you think our chances are to get Michael McDonald when he's at the fair?
I mean, there's a non-zero chance.
I think there's a 0% chance we will get him out there noon to 3 because their show is going to start at, what, 8? Could we get him on the phone? How about this? Here's my hot take of the day on July 22nd. We are going to get Michael McDonald.
Oh, wow. That's bold.
I think he's going to do it. Michael, what are your thoughts? Any chance you're going to join us out at the fair?
Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
I'm very confident we're going to get Michael McDonald guy on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not sure the actual Michael McDonald's going to be there.
Had tickets for The Who back in high school, bought my day. Then it had to cancel. Not good. R.E.M. I appreciate R.E.M. Listen to plenty of R.E.M. songs. I'm not that bummed that I didn't see.
Yeah, I saw them at the X. Actually, Modest Mouse opened for them, and I preferred Modest Mouse to R.E.M.
James Brown. What about seeing James Brown? I'd be pretty good, especially if it's a little venue, a smaller venue. Now, people are mentioning the shows that they did see. It's a spinoff here. Springsteen at the Guthrie. No show has ever come close for me. Hit the la-di-da a couple times. I saw Springsteen in New York on Broadway. And that will always be a top five show for me. It was just that spectacular. Saw Johnny Cash at Medina, my hood out here. Grateful Dead with Jerry Garcia, someone says. I saw the Dead 4 or 5 times. For me, it was just the spectacle, Adam. Didn't love everything about it. The people watching and the participating was rather interesting.
Yeah, I saw the last Dead show. It was not a good show musically by any stretch of the imagination. And so I guess that's, if I could have seen the Dead like, late 80s or late 70s, that would have been pretty cool.
Just looking at a couple more here. Alan Parsons.
I saw Alan Parsons.
Did you?
Alan Parsons Project in Kansas. It was either the State or the Orpheum back in the probably 96, maybe.
I believe Kansas was the first show I saw on my own. Dropped us off, Metz Center, 1980-ish or so, right in there. Didn't love Kansas, but they had a nice run.
They got some good hits.
They definitely do.
Like one of my favorite shows of all time that I saw personally, Dane County Coliseum, the Black Crows with the Jayhawks opening for them. That was a phenomenal show.
Saw the Black Crows a couple times. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So is Lou Nanny. Louie on what the Wild lost, what Seattle did, what the Wild need to do. Louie's coming up in moments. Next hour, Dose of Devon. Dose of Devon, our game show. Is Laura in, or could be a Devin's mom? We never know. And then Barb Johnson, long time member of the city council, also former city council president, on what's taking place in Minneapolis. Total, what's taking place in downtown Minneapolis. her thoughts on the city council. She has not talked much since she left. Barb Johnson is 1 hour away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.